哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, may peace be with you all, brothers and sisters.
今天下午，我们的题目继续来查考信仰上的危机。
And this afternoon, we'll continue the topic, the crisis in the faith.
危机就是很危险的情况。
Crisis is a state where it's very.
往往我们常常会不觉得很危险，但是其实危险已经在身边了。
It's very dangerous, and oftentimes you don't know that danger is around you.
我们讲过第一点，信仰不能成为形式化。
First, we talked about how our faith cannot become just in something that you're so used to doing.
如果我们的信仰成为一种 formality, 形式的话，没有，只有一个外在的动作，没有内涵，没有内在的思想的话，就是形式化的。
And when your faith becomes a type of formality and you have nothing really within you, but actually just an action that you do.
第二点，我们讲到信仰也不能俗化。
And secondly, we talk about how our faith cannot be like of this world.
这个世界常常在变。
Because this world is always changing.
道德的标准不断在演变。
The standard of moral always changes.
道理，世界的所传的道理常常不同。
The truth of the world that it's preaching to people is often very different.
但是我们知道神是不改变的。
But one thing that we know is that God is not changing.
所以我们在末世的时候更要持守住真理。
And therefore, at the end times, we need to grab hold of this truth that we have.
第三点，我们讲到信仰也不能老化。
Thirdly, we talk about how our faith cannot grow old.
肉体一定会老。
Because our body, it's going to grow old.
但是圣经告诉我们，我们的心要常常的更新。
But the Bible tells us that we should rejuvenate our hearts.
信仰要充满了活力。
And that our faith needs to be full of life.
不断学习新的东西。
To continuously learn.
才不造成信仰上的老化。
And therefore you will not grow old.
今天我们来讲第四点。
The fourth point that we're going to talk about today.
信仰上的危机就是边缘化。
And the type of crisis in our faith is marginalization.
什么叫做边缘化呢？
What is marginalization?
边缘化原来是社会学上的一个形容词。
Marginalization is a type of term that's used in sociology.
就是本来是指着社会上有一些比较弱势的社群。
And that it describes the minorities of the group in society.
比如说种族上的弱势的社群，或者是经济上弱势的这个人群。
For example, probably in race, it's a minority, or in their financial ability, they're considered minorities.
因为他们的背景，他们的能力比较差。
Because of their background and their ability, they are weaker than others.
所以往往就被社会上挤到边边去了。
And therefore, they're pushed to the sides.
所以这个就是作为的边缘化。
And therefore, this is called marginalization.
被看成为不重要。
And they're considered people that are not important.
那么信仰上其实这个观念我们也可以稍微思考一下。
And within our faith, we can think of this concept as well.
我们想想我们家里的东西很多。
Let's think about the many things that we have in our homes.
但是我们常常搬家的时候会发觉。
And when it's time for us to move to another house, we will realize this.
有一大堆东西平常找不到，结果又搬家，结果从最 basement 的最角落一堆东西放在那边。
And the things that you always try to find, but you cannot find them. But when you're moving, you find them at the very corner of your basement.
因为通常你觉得那个东西不重要，又不舍得丢。
Because you think that it's not important to you, but you think that it's a waste to throw away.
就把它放在很旁边了。
So you put it onto the side.
今天我们也是一样。
Today is the same for us.
如果我们信了神。
Once we believe in the Lord,
我们会把神放在我们生活当中的一个什么的地位呢？
Where will you place this God that we believe in?
其实为什么神创造世界？
Why is it that God has created this world?
我们今天来守安息日就是纪念神的创造。
The reason why we come to obey our Sabbath today is so that we remember the creation that God has created.
但是神为什么造世界呢？
But why is it that God created this world?
我们请看约翰福音第一章第一节。
Let's turn to John chapter 1, verse 1.
约翰福音第一章第一节。
John chapter 1, verse 1.
第一节到第二节。
Verse 1 to 2.
约翰福音第一章第一节。
John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God with God, and the Word was God. Verse 2. He was with God in the beginning.
第三节。
Verse 3. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made.
第四节
Verse 4 In him was life, and that life was the light of men.
约翰福音头几节很重要。
The first few verses of the book of John is very important.
讲到主耶稣到底是谁。
It talks about who is this Lord Jesus Christ.
这里告诉我们太初有道。
It here talks tells us that in the beginning was the Word.
啊，这个道是什么呢？
And what is this Word?
道就是神。
Word is God.
但是为了救我们。
And in order to save us.
道要成为肉身来到世上。
The Word must become man to come into this world.
第三节告诉我们。
Verse 3 it tells us.
万物是借着道做的。
Through all things were made with the Word.
就是借着耶稣基督造的。
And that is through the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以凡被造的没有一样不是借他造的。
And therefore nothing was made that has been made.
生命在他里头。
Because life is within him.
这一节很重要。
This verse is very important.
这里告诉我们天地万物的创造是主耶稣基督为中心。
Here it tells us through all the creations of the world, it's our Lord Jesus Christ that's in the center.
再来看罗马书第十一章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 11.
罗马书第十一章三十三节。
Romans chapter 11 verse 33.
啊，第三十六节，我们来看三十六节啊。
Romans chapter 11 verse 36.
第十一章三十六节。
Romans chapter 11 verse 36. For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen.
这句话保罗讲得很重要。
This is something very important that Paul said.
保罗说万有就是所有的东西，所有物质界的东西。
Paul says, for him and through him and
物质界的东西 physical world.
Physical things, these all the things.
从哪里来的呢？
Where are these things from?
从神来的。
These are all from God.
物质不能自己创造自己。
Because these material things in the world, they cannot create themselves.
我们只能利用物质，但是不能创造物质。
We can only use these things that we have in the world, but we cannot create them.
万有从神来。
And therefore, all these things are from God.
为什么现在还可以存在呢？
Why is it that these things are still living?
是依靠神继续存在的。
It is because of God that they are still living.
譬如说，如果神要决定要把万有引力拿走了。
And if God one day decides to take all these things away,
gravitational force,
gravitational force,
所有的星球就会倒下。
Then all of the universe will fall.
我们就这个世界就没有了。
Then we will know that this world will no longer exist.
世界在依靠他。
Because the world relies on him.
到最后还会归于他。
And in the end, all of this will return back to him.
审判会来了。
Because the judgment day will come.
所有有物质的东西都会消毁。
Whatever materialistic things will be demolished.
神会审判。
And will be judged.
灵要归给神。
One of your spirits will go back to Lord.
再一次的，神就是整个宇宙万物的中心啊。
Because our Lord is the center of the universe.
但是很可惜，人在犯罪之后。
But it's such a pity after men have sinned.
人常常把神的位置啊，越放越旁边，越放越旁边。
Men often move the spot where God is supposed to be to the sides of their hearts.
我们来看一个例子。
Let's take a look at an example.
创世纪第四章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 4.
啊，创世纪第四章。
Genesis chapter 4.
啊，创世纪第四章第十六节。
Genesis chapter 4 verse 16.
创世纪第四章第十六节。
Genesis chapter 4 verse 16. 16 So Cain went out from the Lord's presence and lived in the land of Nod, east of Eden. 17 Cain laid with his wife and she became pregnant and gave birth to Enoch. Cain was building a city and he named it after his son Enoch.
这里告诉我们创世的时候有一个第一个谋杀案的发生。
Here in chapter 4, it tells us the first murder incident that happened in the world.
两兄弟。
It was of two brothers.
因为嫉妒的关系，哥哥把弟弟杀了。
Because of jealousy, the brother killed the younger brother.
这哥哥就是该隐。
And this older brother was Cain.
神跟他讲。
And God told him this.
你杀了弟弟，你现在不得见我的面了。
And now that you have killed your brother, you cannot see my presence anymore.
所以从那个时候开始。
From that day on.
该隐就离开神的面。
Cain had left the presence of the Lord.
住在东边的这个拿的这个地方啊。
And he lived in the land of Nod, east of Eden.
后来什么时候发生什么事情呢？
Then what happened after that?
他很用力的，很用功的盖造一座城。
He had built a city by himself.
这个城呢，把它起名叫他的儿子叫以诺城。
And he had named the city after his son's name Enoch.
我们知道人类的历史的文化的发展。
We understand about how man's progress in history.
最开始都是住在洞里面，或者是到处游牧民族。
and people were nomads that they traveled around.
但是后来呢, 突然间什么时候开始发展得特别快的呢?
But when was it that men have been much more prosperous in their growth and civilization?
当然觉得说我们要聚集在一起住在城市里面。
It's when men have realized that we must all live together in one place, in a city.
我们的生意, 我们的经济会比较好。
So our business and also our economy will be better.
我们的力量会比较大。
And the strength and power we have in unity will be greater.
所以人的 civilization, 人的文明, 在有城市的时候, 它发展得特别快。
And therefore, for the civilization of men, during when the time when they had cities, it was a great prosperous growth.
但是同时人的文明增加了升高了, 但是罪恶在城市里面也增加了。
At the same time, when the cities were built, civilization was growing, but as well, sin was growing.
所以有句话说, 神住在森林, 但是魔鬼住在城市。
There's a saying that goes that God lives in the forest, but the Satan lives within the city.
因为城市的罪恶都比较多了。
Because within the city, there's more sin.
你看表面,
Let's look at the surface.
这个该隐去造了一座城, 他们真的很成功啊。
Indeed, it's very good that Cain went to build a city and it's successful.
但是该隐所过的生活是什么生活呢?
But what kind of life did Cain live as?
该隐过的生活是慢慢把神放在旁边的生活。
But Cain lived a life that he was slowly pushing God away to the side.
他过的生活叫做humanistic, 就是以人为本的这种想法。
And Cain had lived a life of humanistic way, which is using men as the center of himself.
我盖一个城, 我不要想到神, 我把我的儿子的名放在里面。
Now that Cain would think that because I've built a city, I don't want to remember God. Instead, I want to name it after my son.
神本来创造人的时候是一夫一妻的。
In the beginning, when God created men, it's supposed to be one husband and one wife.
但是该隐的后代呢?
But what about the descendants of Cain?
第十九节, 就是拉麦娶了两个妻。
And in verse 19, Lamech married two women.
一个叫做阿达，亚达。
And one named Ada.
第二个叫喜拉。
And the other is called Zila.
一个大婆，一个小婆。
And there's a first and second wife.
为什么会这样呢?
Why is it so?
完全把神的话语丢在一边呢?
That's because they've discarded all the truth and the teachings of the Lord.
他觉得我喜欢多一个。
Because they believe that, they think that, because I'd like to have one more wife.
所以他们的生活是以自己为中心的生活。
So their life is a humanistic way of living. It's They are the center of their lives.
我们看第20节。
Let's look at verse 20.
20节。
Ada gave birth to Jabal, and he was the father of those who live in tents and raise livestock.
21节。
21, his brother's name was Jabal. He was the father of all who play the harp and flute.
22节。
22, Zila also had a son, Tubal-Cain, who forgot all kinds of tools out of the bronze and iron. Tubal-Cain's sister was Naaman.
如果你看人类的历史,
Let's look at the history of men.
该隐的后代是非常出色的。
You can actually see the descendants of Cain, they're actually considered quite good.
第一,他们觉得说我们不要再游牧民族了,我们聚集在一起养猪养牛两鸡,比较这样子养得快一点。
They do stand out because they do believe that they should no longer be nomads, but instead they should raise livestock.
他觉得生活很无聊,不如做一些乐器出来,吹吹,听听,弹一弹。
They think life is very dull, therefore they made instruments to make sounds and play and listen to.
他觉得老是用石头来割东西,太慢了,不如用铜,用铁。
And they think we always use stone to cut things, that's too slow. So they develop tools made of bronze and iron.
所以一下子就从石器时代马上跳到金属的时代了。
So quickly, immediately from stone age, they went to the age with iron.
是很成功的。
It's very successful.
但是在很成功的背后,
But behind all the success,
就是腐败了。
It's actually deterioration.
我们看第六章。
Let's turn to chapter 6.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
第一节。
Verse 1.
六章第一节到第三节。
Genesis chapter 6, verse 1. When man began to increase in number on the earth, and daughters were born to them.
第二节。
Verse 2. The sons of God saw that the daughters of men were beautiful, and they married any of them they chose.
第三节。
Verse 3. Then the Lord said, My spirit will not contend with man forever, for he is mortal, his days will be 120 years.
第三节这里说啊,神说,人既属服血气,我的灵就不永远住在他里面。
In verse 3, God said, My spirit will not contend with men forever, for he is mortal.
记不记得神跟亚当讲说,你不可以吃那个。 分别善恶果,吃了就一定死。
Do you remember when God told Adam that the day you eat the fruit of good and evil, that day you shall die?
结果他们真的吃了。
They did eat that fruit.
神把他们赶出去。
And God has cast them out of Garden of Eden.
但是可以知道神并没有完全的离开他们。
But you can understand that God have not fully departed from them.
神常常想从后面、从背面、从旁边来叫他们回来。
God from all around always tries to get them to come back to Him.
哎，但是呢，人呢，越把神越推到越来越旁边了。
But what about man? Man slowly, bit by bit, pushes God aside.
神说啊，人既然属乎血气。
God says, since man is mortal,
就是这个肉体想要什么就去做什么。
That means that men want to do whatever they want because of their human flesh.
我的灵啊，在它里面已经没有位置了。
Then my spirit within them no longer has any space.
就不能永远住在他们里面了。
Then that means God will no longer live within them always.
到最后那个世代，通通被神的洪水所毁灭。
And at the end of that time, everyone was destroyed by the flood.
今天我们想一想。
Let's think about this today.
我们所处的社会是不是以人为本的社会呢？
The society that we live in, is it a humanistic society?
什么都是人的想法最重要。
Is it that all the ideas and everything centers around men?
人的享受最重要。
It is the good of men that everything is for.
你打开报纸。
You open the newspaper.
所有的广告。
All kinds of advertisement.
无论是好的还是不好的。
Either good or bad advertisement.
都是讲什么呢？
What's it about?
都是怎么样令这个肉体舒服一点。
It's all about how to let this physical body of yours to feel more comforting and relaxed.
你打开报纸不会看到一个头版的广告说，哇，来信耶稣啊，得福气啊，平安啊。
You will not read the front page of a newspaper that says, come believe in the Lord and you will receive peace.
不会说打开头版的广告说，我们都是罪人，要悔改啊，怎么毁灭呢？
And not be the front page, you will not read, we are all sinners, repent, or we will all be destroyed.
这世代是属乎血气的世代了。
Because this world is of flesh.
啊，人不敬拜神。
Because men do not worship the Lord.
不单止不敬拜神。
Not only do they not worship the Lord.
上个月的 Maclean 啊，加拿大很出名的 Maclean Magazine 啊。
And last month in the Maclean Magazine in Canada.
那个杂志啊、哦。做了一个不特别的专题的报道。
And they made a special topic.
啊，他这个报道这个 topic 叫 "Is God to be blamed?" 就是要不要赖神呢？要不要把这个问题归给神呢
？And in this magazine, the topic special topic for that month is God for the blame?"
啊，为什么会这样写
？Why would they write something like this?
因为现在有很多的人。
Because there are many people in the world nowadays.
慢慢不单只是不相信神。
Slowly, not only that they don't believe in the Lord.
还把社会上所有的问题都归给神了。
But they all put all the problems of society and to all blame it on the Lord.
归给宗教。
And to blame it on religion.
说如果不是有神的话，这个问题就不会有在了。
They blame it to God and say that if it was not for God, the problem would not arise.
因为有宗教的问题，所以才那么多人的问题。
It is because of this religions that the problems are arising.
这个很可怕。
Indeed, it's very frightening.
这种观念真的很可怕。
To have this kind of concept, it's very frightening.
人在这个时代不会反省自己。
Because in this lifetime, men will not think and repent for what they have done wrong.
反而就是把问题归给神。
But instead, they blame every single thing to God.
不要忘记啊。
But do not forget.
一个动物的身体为什么腐败呢？
Why is it a body of an animal will deteriorate?
因为一个灵离开了。
That is because the spirit has left that animal.
就会腐败。
Then that body of the animal will deteriorate.
人也是一样。
The same as human beings.
神的灵不在我们里面了。
Once the spirit of God is not within us anymore,
我们就会慢慢的腐败。
We will start to deteriorate as well.
所以这个是一个很警惕我们的例子。
So this is alert for us.
第二个例子。
The second
example.
Second
我们请看《列王记上》第十四章。
Let's turn to Second Kings, First Kings.
列王记上第十四章。
First Kings chapter 14.
列王记上的第十四章
First Kings chapter 14
第九节
Verse 9
列王记上的第十四章第九节
First Kings chapter 14 verse 9
我们从第六节读到第九节好了哈
Let's start reading from verse 6 to verse 9
列王记上第十四章第六节
First Kings chapter 14 verse 6 So thenAhijah heard the sound of her footsteps at the door. He said, Come in, wife of Jeroboam. Why this pretense? I have been sent to you with bad news. Verse 7. Go tell Jeroboam that this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I raised you up from among the people and made you a leader over my Israel people. Verse 8. I tore the kingdom away from the house of David and gave it to you. But you have not been like my servant David, who have kept my commandment and followed me with all his heart, doing only what was right in my eyes. Verse 9. You have done more evil than all who lived before you. You have made for yourself other gods, idols made of metal. You have provoked me of to anger and thrust me behind your back.
这一段到底是讲什么故事呢?
What is this few verses talking about?
这里要讲一讲它的背景。
Let's first talk about this story's background.
我们知道第一个王以色列，就是扫罗。
We understand the first king of Israel was Saul.
扫罗离弃神。
After Saul has departed from the Lord,
大卫, 神不要他做王,
and no longer God let him become king,
神拣选大卫,
and God has chosen David to be
大卫,
king.
老了,
and after David grew old and he died,
神拣选所罗门来做他的王,
and God had chosen Solomon to become king.
所罗门刚开始很好,
in the beginning, King Solomon was a very good king.
把神放在第一位,
he has placed God as first in his
把神放在他的中心,
life.
把神放在他的中心,
he has placed God as center of his life.
但是老的时候,
But when he grew old,
因为那些外邦的那些非兵引诱他犯罪,
but it's because of the Gentiles that had tempted him to sin.
所以他就离弃神,
so he had left and departed from God.
神预言了,
so God has prophesied.
这个在所罗门离世之后,
that after Solomon has left and has died, the country will tear apart.
这个真的应验了,
this indeed has happened.
所罗门死了之后, 他有一个臣仆, 叫做耶罗波安。
After King Solomon died, officials named Jeroboam,
他要起来把以色列十个支派, 归自己,
he wanted to rise up to become king and want all 10 of the Israelites, the tribe of Israelites to combine together,
把国家分裂出去,
and then to separate the country apart,
这个北朝以色列国,
and to the north side of the land of Israel,
刚开始的时候,
In the beginning,
神已经告诉他, 我要用你, 我要把这个国家归你,
God already told in the beginning that I'm going to use you and I'm going to give the country to you.
所以耶罗波安很开心,
and Jeroboam indeed was very happy.
但是后来他想,
but afterwards he thought about this.
我有十个支派,
I have 10 tribes.
但是呢, 我这个国家没有圣殿,
but I don't have a temple of God in my country.
圣殿在南部,
the side of it's on the
south side. 如果以色列百姓要去拜神的话,
and if the Israelites wanted to go to the temple to worship their Lord,
一定要去南边,
they must go to the south side.
对我来说就不好了,
and for me, that will not be good.
他用两个方法,
so he had another idea.
在我的国家里面做了两个金牛犊, 一个放南边, 一个放北边,
and in my country, I will make 2 golden calves, one on each side of my country.
神很不喜欢,
God was not pleased.
有一天他的孩子生病了,
One day Jeroboam's child was sick.
病得很严重,
he was very ill.
医生医不好,
and the doctor had no hope.
耶罗波安的太太啊, 都偷偷地装成别的女人去找先知,
and Jeroboam's wife had pretended to be another person and to go find a prophet.
本来想问我的孩子到底会不会好,
in the beginning this wife Jeroboam wanted to ask either the child would get better or not.
但是因为先知是神人,
but because the prophet was a man of God,
神早就告诉他了,
God had already told that prophet,
这个女人在你面前就是耶罗波安的太太,
that this woman in front of you is the wife of Jeroboam.
你要告诉她什么什么什么,
what do you need, and these are the things that you need to tell her.
这就是刚刚我们所读的第六节开始了,
is about what he had told him starting from verse 6.
神怎么告诉耶罗波安呢?
How does God tell Jeroboam?
他说我本来第八节, 从我从大卫的家来夺回给你是给你啊,
it says that I tore the kingdom away from the house of David and gave it to you.
应该你要好好守我的诫命才对啊,
that you should follow and obey my commands.
结果你得了位了,
but instead, after you have gotten this throne,
就开始做坏事,
then you start to do evil.
拜偶像,
you make idols and worship them.
比以前的更甚,
and you're more evil than all the ones before you.
让我很生气,
you make me very angry.
最后一句, 让我丢在背后,
and the last verse, there it tells us that you thrust me at the back.
这句话我觉得读得起来真的觉得神的心很痛啊,
and when we read this verse, indeed we can feel how painful in the heart of God he is.
耶罗波安是一个机会主义者, opportunist,
And Jeroboam was an opportunist.
什么叫机会主义者呢？
What does this mean to be an opportunist?
只要对我有好处的。
As long as anything is good for my
for 我会好好的利用，为了我自己的成功。
Then I will take that opportunity in order for me to become more successful.
可能是利用人。
He might take opportunity of men.
可能是利用这个环境。
Or he might take opportunity of the environment.
甚至可以利用神。
Or even taking opportunity from God.
当我得到这个东西呢？
And to use God, and after he has gained what he wanted.
神我也可以不要了。
And then I can push God away.
他把神丢在背后啊。
He has thrown God away to the side.
你想想看，我们今天活在什么社会呢？
Let's think about what kind of society do we live in today.
我们今天活在的社会是很强调什么都是 disposable。
In this society, everything we can find, many things are considered disposable.
我去落后的国家，穷的非洲的国家。
When I went to third world countries, when I went to Africa,
那边是没有 disposable 这回事。
They have nothing that is considered disposable.
什么都可以修。
Every single thing could be fixed.
什么都可以补。
Everything could be patched.
鞋子坏了可以再补。
And after your shoe is worn out, there's a hole you can patch it up.
补完了，不行了，他整个底还可以换，他帮我换一个底，2块钱。
And after you patch it up, and you can still not use it, then you can change the whole sole.
但是我们现在的社会呢？
But what about the society of us?
什么都可以丢。
Everything is disposable.
对不对？有什么可以丢的？
So what are some of the things that you can throw away?
现在是隐形眼镜，用一下可以丢。
You can throw away your contact lenses.
照相机，5块10块，照一次可以丢了。
You can buy a disposable camera for $5 or $10.
我看以后啊，很多东西都可以丢了。
And think that in the future, many things will be able to all be disposed away.
电脑用一个礼拜也可以丢了。
Probably computer after use for 1 week can dispose of it.
现在是什么都可以丢的社会啊。
This is a society that's full of disposable products.
告诉你用完了没用都可以丢了。
Because it tells you a message that once you use it and it's of no use to you anymore, you can throw it away.
物质我们可以这样对待。
We can treat materialistic things in this manner.
我们不可以这样对神啊。
But we cannot treat God in this manner.
我们不可以说需要他的时候就拼命在拜，拼命在求。
We cannot say that when we need God, we pray to him earnestly.
得到了，马上丢在背后。
And whenever you got whatever God has given you and what you ask for, and then you quickly, you push him to the side.
到有一天走投无路了，再把神找出来。
Until one day you have no other way out except to pray to God and to ask him for help again.
我们想想，有时候我们会不会不小心也会有这种观念呢？
Let's just think about this, that either or not, that we sometimes might have this kind of concept.
我们最迫切的时候。
When was the time that we prayed most earnestly?
我们最困难的时候。
The time of when we have most hardship.
就是我们跟神最靠近的时候。
It is actually the time when we're the closest to God.
但是如果我们很顺利的时候。
But during our good times.
是信仰最危险的时候。
But it's actually the time for our faith that is the most dangerous part.
所有信仰上的危机啊。
All kinds of troubles and the crisis that are in our faith.
尤其是家庭的问题啊。
Or crisis in our family.
或者是信心的软弱。
Or the weakness in our faith.
很多时候都是在我们生活已经很舒服的时候。
All of these happen is during the good times in our lives.
已经觉得不是那么迫切需要神的时候发生的。
It's the time when we think that we don't need to pray so hard to God anymore.
耶罗波安把神用完了，丢在背后了。
Jeroboam, after he used God, he had to push him aside.
到最后呢？
What happened in the end?
我们看第11节。
Let's look at verse 11.
请读第十一节。
Verse 11, dogs will eat those belonging to Jeroboam who died in the city, and the birds of all air will feed on those who died in the country. The Lord has spoken.
第十三节。
Verse 12. As for you, go back home. When you set foot in the city, the boy will die. 13. All Israel will mourn for him and bury him. He is the only one belonging to Jeroboam who will be buried, because he is the only one in the house of Jeroboam in whom the Lord, the God of Israel, has found anything good.
这里甚至预言了。
Here he prophesies.
耶罗波安把神丢在背后了。
That after Jeroboam has left God and pushed him aside.
他以为自己很聪明啊。
Jeroboam thought that he was very smart.
结果呢，甚至预言了耶罗波安会失去一切。
But now that the prophet has prophesied that Jeroboam will lose everything.
他的孩子会死。
His child will die.
他没有人可以继承他的王位了。
And there will be no one to take his throne.
他会失去一切。
He will lose everything.
所以把神丢在背后的结果。
So the result of pushing God aside.
就是很可怜。
Indeed, it's a pity.
那么今天我们可能问一个问题啊。
And today we can ask this question.
为什么人会把神放在边边呢？
Why is it that men would want to push God aside and put him in the side?
有时候不是我们自己很愿意，但是为什么不经不觉会这样做呢？
Sometimes not really that we do it on purpose, but we just don't know why we do it.
为什么会这样做呢？因为有
why do we do it?
有几个原因呢？
There are a few reasons for that.
让我们的生活的重心呢改换了。
Because the center of our life needs to change.
有一些呢把事业放在他们生活的最重要的中心。
Some people place their business in the center of their life.
当然我们要努力的工作。
Of course, we all need to work hard in our work.
我们基督徒绝对要努力工作。
And as for Christians, we need to work really hard in society.
不能懒惰。
We cannot be lazy.
但是工作是不是人生最重要的目的呢？
But is work the most important thing and the only goal in our life?
我们活着是不是为了工作？
Do we live for work?
其实不是。
It's not so.
我们工作是为了让我们有饭吃。
We work because so that we can have food to eat.
但是我们活着并不是为了吃饭。
But we live not for food.
最近那个报纸在报道。
Recently, a newspaper.
加拿大有统计啊，超过40%的人呢，承认自己是 workaholic， 就是工作超时，常常会很多时间在工作上面。
And 40%, according to a poll that says. 40% of the Canadians believe that they are workaholics.
常常想到工作。
They often all the time think about their work.
很多时间在工作上面。
They spend a lot of time in their work.
忽略了家庭，忽略了儿女。
They have left pushed aside their family and their children.
更不要说信仰了。
And don't talk about even their faith.
连看得见的家人都忽略了，看不见的神当然就不用讲了。
The family that they can see with their physical eyes they already have neglected, let alone We don't even need to think about either or not they have left God.
所以事业把人的很多的时间可以拿去。
So work can take away a lot of time from men.
但是我们如果把事业放在最重要，有什么不好处呢？
But what are some of the bad things of placing our business, our work in the center?
我们知道事业很重要。
We understand that work is very important for us.
但是当我们退休那一天呢？
But on that day after you retire.
无论我们是总统也好。
It doesn't matter either you're the president
或者是一个小职员都好
or you're just a small worker
过去的风光过去的成功过去的失败已经没有人会问你了
and all the successful stories that you once had in your past the glorious days no one will ask of that again
当你在位的时候
until
when you're in the position
when you are in the still in the position
人家尊敬你
everyone respects you
人家来拜访你
everyone comes to visit you
人家仰望你
everyone looks up to you
65岁退休了。
After you're 65, you retire.
没人会来再找你。
No one will come to you again.
那些东西带不走了。
All these things of glories you cannot take away with you.
所以，在社会上越成功的人越怕会退休。
And therefore, the most successful people in society, they're the ones that are most afraid of retiring.
因为他们生命的一切都是为了事业。
Because their whole entire life is based, their center of their life is based on their work and business.
不做事业还可以做什么？
Because other than working, what else could they do?
你看到很多富翁几百亿身家。
You can see a lot of wealthy people, they have millions and tens of millions of dollars.
这个钱花10辈子、100辈子都花不完。
They can spend their whole entire life and the lives after that and generations to generation, they cannot finish that money.
不肯退休。
But they're not willing to retire.
不肯停下来。
They're not willing to stop.
为什么？
Why is it so?
停下来我要做什么？
Because they ask themselves the questions, what will I do after I stop?
我的人生没有任何其他的目标。
I don't have any other goals in my life.
所以事业很重要。
And therefore, their work is so important to them.
但是不是最重要。
But is not the most important.
有人把儿女把人生活最重要的中心。
There are some people who place their children as the center of their life.
有人说，哎，我现在生了孩子了。
There are some people that says now that I have children.
我要带孩子。
I want to take care of my children.
所有的圣工啊，先不要排我。
I really don't have time to do any other holy work.
等我孩子以后18岁、20岁啊，长大了，我有时间再回来做圣工。
And when my child is grown up, he's 18 or he becomes an adult, then I'll have time to come back to do holy work.
当然，看重儿女的教育，培养他们是很好的事。
Of course, it's very important to look.Upon the importance of educating your children.
但是我们也不能把所有的重心放在儿女，然后忽略其他的一切。
But we cannot place all of our focus onto our children and forget every single thing else.
因为当我们自己忽略了信仰的时候
，Because once we have neglected our faith,
儿女的信仰也会建立不起来。
Our faith, the faith of our children will not be able to be established as well.
儿女是看我们的。
Because our children look up to us.
我们在努力侍奉神。
If we strive hard to serve the Lord.
我们在热心聚会。
And we come to service often.
孩子看到以后也会做一样的事。
When the children grow up, they will do the same as you.
所以儿女很重要。
Therefore, it's very important for children.
我们要培养他们在神的面前。
To teach them to become to bring them in front of the Lord.
而不能因为他们而忽略了神。
And not because of them that you have neglected the Lord.
有人把生活的重心呢放在兴趣方面。
There are some people who place the center of their life on their hobbies.
当然培养兴趣很重要。
Of course, it's important for you to have a hobby.
每个人都有自己的兴趣
And everyone has a hobby of their own.
但是兴趣到了后来呢，都变没有兴趣。
But the hobbies that you once had, in the end, you will grow tired.
兴趣啊，是随着年纪来改变的。
And hobbies will change as you age.
你以前看的是很宝贵的、很有兴趣的东西了，可能过了一阵子，你觉得说不好玩了。
Once you thought was so important to you, that hobby of yours that you loved, after a few years, you will not like it anymore.
当然很好，有自己的兴趣很好。
Of course, it's very good to develop a hobby.
但是活着并不是为了培养兴趣。
But when we're living this world, we're not living for that hobby.
我小时候很喜欢邮票。
And when I was young, I loved collecting stamps.
很喜欢买邮票。
I love to buy stamps.
有空就翻一翻，摸一摸。
And I would look at my stamp collection, and I would look at it.
那时候是中学的时候。
And that was during my high school.
但是后来移民了。
But after when we immigrated.
一堆东西不舍得丢嘛，就把它带过来。
And there are many things that I was not willing to throw away, so I brought it over.
但是后来年纪经过一段时间之后。
And after a few years, and I grew much older.
我就发觉说，哎，这个我对这个的热忱好像已经不见了。
And I realized that this love that I once had for stamp collecting, I don't care so much anymore.
妈妈要搬家。
And my mom was moving to another house.
要downsizing, 要清，丢东西。
And they had to throw away a lot of the things that you don't need in the old house.
她说你的邮票里赶快拿，不然我帮你丢掉。
And she said, quickly take your stamp collection or I'm going to throw it away.
这种东西给人也没人要。
These things that you collect, you can't really give it to other people.
不是真的是什么值钱的东西。
It's not really something that worth any money.
但以前很喜欢，那现在后来觉得说，现在没有怎么样。
But in the past, I loved it, and it was something that I treasured. But now for me, it seems as nothing, not much of use.
所以有兴趣是很好。
So indeed, it's good to have a hobby.
但是人生活着的目的并不只是为了兴趣。
But the purpose of man living in this world is not for a hobby.
那么人生的目的是什么呢？
Then what is the purpose of living for men?
放在我们中心里面。
Is to place God as the center of our lives.
我们请看创世纪第四章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 4.
创世纪第四章。
Genesis chapter 4.
我们从第25到26节。
Genesis chapter 4, verse 25 to 26. 25, Adam lay with his wife again, and she gave birth to a son named Seth.Saying, God has granted me another child in place of Abel, since Cain killed him. 26. Seth also had a son, and he named him Enosh. At the time, man began to call on the name of the Lord.
我们对创世纪第四章在读到的时候，通常都会只 focus 哦，只看到该隐杀亚伯这个事情上面了。
And when we read Genesis chapter 4, we also often focus only on how Cain had killed Abel.
罪很厉害。
How sin is indeed great.
罪进来了，兄弟都可以残杀。
When sin enters a man's heart, you can even kill your own brother.
但是我们有没有想到？
But have you thought about something else?
如果你是亚当的话，
If you were Adam,
看到你的大儿子杀你的老幺，
If you saw your older child kill the younger child,
他心中的痛一定是很大的。
What kind of pain does Adam bear?
他可能觉得说，哎呀，早知道就不要吃那个善恶果。
Adam might think that in the beginning I shouldn't have eaten that fruit of good and evil.
想看我的家庭变成什么。
And he would take a look at what happened to his family.
可是很多东西啊，最大的影响真的很大。
Many things sin has great effect on.
罪你可能看不到他，那是他在身边的。
You might not be able to see sin, but it's around you.
但是后来呢，神赐给亚当再一个儿子，叫做赛特。
But after that, God had granted Adam another son. His name was Seth.
从这个时候开始呢，这个赛特又生了一个儿子，叫做以拿士。
And at that time, Seth also had a son, and he named him Enosh.
那个时候人就开始求告神的名了。
And it was at that time that men began to call on the name of God.
就是从赛德生了孩子之后， 就开始求告神的名。
It was after Seth had a son that man began to call on the name of God.
我在想为什么在这个时候他们会开始求告神的名。
I often ask myself and have a question why only at this particular time that men start to call on the name of God.
我想赛特一定从他爸爸那边听到。
I'm sure it's because Seth had heard things from his father Adam.
我们犯了罪。
The father probably had told him that we have sinned.
我们以前很快乐，现在不快乐了。
In the past, we were very happy, but now we're not happy.
以前在乐园，现在在外面很苦啊。
In the past, we were in the Garden of Eden enjoying, but now we were outside of Garden of Eden and we're suffering.
你大哥杀了你二哥。
Your older brother killed your younger brother.
大哥也不晓得跑到哪里去了。
And I don't know where your older brother is.
一个破碎的家庭。
And our family are scattered.
赛德听到会怎么样？
What will Seth do after he hears this?
人生的很多无奈啊。
There are many troubles
很多愁苦啊。
In the world, within our life, and there's many hardships.
不如我们开始回来求告神吧。
Why not? Why don't we all come back to call on the name of the Lord?
当然，这个可能在里面的。
This might be a possibility.
因为人的心空虚的时候，就会想说，哎呀，谁可以填满我的心？
Because whenever the hearts of men feel empty, they feel this emptiness in their heart. They begin to ask, who can fill that emptiness?
当你物质没有办法解决你里面的空虚的时候，就找神了。
When the materialistic things you have in the world cannot fill that emptiness you have in your heart, it's the time when you go to seek the Lord.
在香港的九龙教会。
And the Kowloon Church in Hong Kong.
我前几个月我在那边的时候。
And a few months I was there.
有一天有一个三十几岁的青年自己走进教会。
There was at that time there was a youth around 30 years old. He just walked in.
我们就欢迎他说，哎，欢迎欢迎，请进来。
We told him we welcome you.
问他说，哎，怎么会这是自己会上来的。
And we asked him why is it that what have brought you here to our church?
我看到你们真耶稣教会的招牌在这边，哎，我就走上来了。
And he said, well, I saw a true Jesus Church sign outside, so I decided just to walk up here to see.
感谢主。
Thank the grace of the Lord.
问他说你做什么的。
I asked him, so what is it that you do?
我做一个某某的行业的。
He says, I work for a so-and-so company.
我说，哇，你做这个行业很忙的呢，压力很大的呢。
And I told him, well, this company that you work for, this job that you have, you must be very busy.
他回答我一句。
And he said this to me.
就是因为我做这行业压力那么大，所以要找耶稣。
And he told me that it's because of that company that I work in, this pressure that I have for my job that I need to seek the Lord.
我要找信仰。
I want to find faith.
哎，真的是这样。
Indeed, it's true.
今天我们过了什么生活呢？
Today, what kind of life do we live as?
如果是物质是中心的话，
If materialistic things is the center of our life,
自己是中心的话，
If we are in the center of our life,
我们是不快乐的。
Then we will not be happy.
但是如果我们求告神，把神放在中心，
But if we ask the Lord for his help and we place the Lord in the center of our lives,
都不一样了。
Then it will be different.
另外一个例子，
Another example,
Noah, 他的一生就是以神为中心的。
For his whole entire life, he based God in his center.
我们请看挪亚创世纪第六章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 6.
创世纪第六章。
Genesis chapter 6.
我们看第七章，对不起，第七章。
Genesis chapter 7.
第七章第十一节。
Chapter 7, verse 11.
神叫挪亚做方舟。
This is time when God had asked Noah to build the ark.
我们看第十一节。
Let's look at verse 11. In the 600th year of Noah's life, on the 17th day of the second month, on that day all the springs of the great deep burst forth, and the flood of gates of heaven were opened.
在六章的十三节，神跟挪亚说：“你要造方舟，因为这个世界已经没救了，我要用洪水毁灭这个世界。”
In chapter 6, verse 13, God had told Noah that you're going to build an ark because he's going to put an end to all the people of the world.
那么洪水呢，就是在挪亚他六百岁的时候就来了。
And the flood came when Noah was 600 years old.
这里告诉我们什么？
What does it tell us here?
挪亚的一生可以分为两个部分。
You can separate Noah's life in two categories.
头六百岁。
The first 600 years.
他的一生只有一个目标。
His whole entire life, he only had one goal.
就是造方舟。
And that is to build the ark.
为什么呢？
Why is it so?
因为神跟我说洪水会来啊。
Because he thinks that God, he believes that God has told him that the flood will come.
没有告诉我什么时候会来。
That God did not tell me when it was going to come.
但是我要赶快把方舟做好。
But what I need to do is quickly finish the ark.
可能做了很久。
It might have taken me a long time.
可能超过一百年。
It might have been over hundreds of years.
但是呢，他做好的时候。
But at that time when he has finished,
他动员了全家来做这个方舟。
And he asked all of his family to help build the ark.
做好之后洪水就来了。
And after the ark was finished, immediately the flood came.
他头六百岁的时候。
The first 600 years of his life.
他把神，他把方舟放在他生活的最中心。
He placed God and the ark in the center of his life.
结果是他最警醒的时候。
And it was at that time when he was most alert.
恩典最多的时候。
It was a time for him when he had the most grace.
家庭最和睦的时候。
It was a time for him when the family was at its best.
最蒙神纪念的时候。
It's at the time when God remembered all for all of his hard work.
就是头六百年。
Was the first 600 years of his life.
把神放在他的中间。
Because he has placed God first in his life and in the center of his life.
但是后来呢，从方舟出来的。
But after he has left the ark.
他的生活的中心有点改变了。
The center of his life has changed a little.
我们看九章二十节。
Let's look at chapter 9, verse 20.
九章二十节。
Genesis chapter 9, verse 20.
听懂。
20. Noah, a man of the soil, proceeded to plant a vineyard.
继续读到二十三节。
21. When he drank some of its wine, he became drunk and lay uncovered inside his tent. 22.Ham, the father of Cana, saw his father's nakedness and told his two brothers outside. 23. But Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it across their shoulder and then walked it backwards and covered their father's nakedness. Their face were turned the other way so that they would not see their father's nakedness.
洪水过后之后，挪亚一家八个人在全地上。
And after the flood had subsided, only eight people in the world was living. That was Noah's family.
所以一家八个人要吃饭很简单的事。
So for to feed eight people, it was something that's very easy.
随便种什么都长起来。
Whatever you plant, it will grow.
但是挪亚说，哎，种东西种什么好呢？也种个葡萄吧。
And at that time, Noah thought maybe I can plant a vineyard.
葡萄太多也吃不完。
Too much grapes for me to eat.
吃不完用来做酒吧。
And the leftover grapes, I'll just make it into wine.
做了就喝。
And after I make the wine, I'll drink it.
喝了就醉。
And after he drinks it, he became drunk.
就做一些羞耻的事情。
And after he was drunk, he performed acts that was very much of a
shame. 又不小心给孩子看到。
And the children of his had saw his father's shame.
结果挪亚也遭诅了。
And at that time, Noah cursed.
所以这不家里就不平安了。
And at that time, when Noah cursed his children, then the family was no longer at peace.
奇怪，挪亚头六百年那么危险，那么多人笑他的时候，他很警醒，没有发生什么的事情。
And the first 600 years of Noah's life, many people mocked him and laughed at him, but he was alert. He was not afraid of these things.
生活很舒服的时候。
But it's only when his life was at peace.
神已经没有在中心的时候。
When God was no longer in the center of his life.
一不小心啊，正在生活他的一生当中啊，一个败笔。
And carelessly, this became a problem, the most problem part of his whole entire life.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
And therefore, dearly beloved brothers and sisters.
我们要怎么样把神放在我们的生活中心呢？
How can we place God as the center of our lives?
当然，除了我们常常来聚会之外。
Of course, other than just coming to service often,
思想是很重要的。
It's important, our concepts and our thinking.
常常想到神。
So we often think about God.
常常想到神的话语。
So we often think of the words of God.
我们在家里谈论什么呢？
And what do we talk about when we're at home?
有没有在家里跟孩子谈论信仰？
Do we talk about this faith that we have to our children at home?
我们在家里最方便的地方放书的地方是放什么书呢？
At the place where you place all the books at home, what kind of book do you place?
是不是报纸杂志呢？
Is it magazines or newspapers?
还是我们的圣经可以在家里随手拿得到？
Or is it that our Bible, that it could be anywhere around the house that you can just take and read?
每天有机会都可以读一读了。
So that every day, whenever you have time, you can read a Bible.
如果我们把神放在中心的话，
If we place God as the center of our lives,
恩典福气一定在我们中间。
Then grace and blessing will be among us.
如果把神推到一边呢？
If we have pushed God aside,
要记住，损失的是我们自己。
That we must remember that the loss is ours.
愿主帮助我们。
May the Lord guide all of us.
一起唱诗。